You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
And let's start with something new from Cast. Why not? Just because.
Something that you'd like to hear.
So when someone asks you the question, when did Britpop end? The answer is it never ended. It just went quiet because it became uncool. And now it's cool again. And people are still making the same music they always were. Cast are back at it. Pulp are back at it. Suede are back at it. Cooler Shaker are back at it. They're all out there touring, making new music. It never died, but it did happen quite a long time ago. And so what's the theme for today's show? It's a 30-year anniversary for quite a big album. Here's a massive clue. Now, if you haven't guessed it from those massive clues, it's 30 years since Echo Belly released the brilliant album On. I've got it on vinyl. It is amazing. We'll have some more of that from them later, but it's amazing. And it's just a little reminder for you that Sonia Madden, for the lead singer from Echo Belly, she was one of the first guests we ever had on the show. And if you missed it, because it was about 5 years ago, if you missed it, she was a brilliant guest. She was so nice, so lovely. But you can hear it. And as with all of the Britpop show, they're available to re-listen. I tend to listen to them on Podbean because you can scroll back down. That's quite a decent app for podcasts in general. But if just basically anywhere, if you haven't even got a smartphone, if you go online, RSS, The Britpop Show, you'll find it. It's an interview with Sonia Madden. She was lovely. Right, this one is for those of you who were either rich enough or lucky enough to get Radiohead tickets.
Hits from the 1990s.
We've had a message in from Paul in Charlotte, and that is a town in the US, you dirty-minded people. He says, literally put that CD in my car yesterday, and he's talking about On by Echo Belly, which is 30 years old. He said, I must have known there must have been some cosmic wave telling him, it was telling him 30 years, it was an anniversary and he ought to play it. And he did. And he also made a request, and he requested Love is the Law. And this is the way it works. You make a comment that gets read out, then you request a song, then you get to hear it. Here it is, Love is the Law. Requested by Paul, that's Love is the Law by the Seahorses. Right, I was telling you that loads of people are bringing out new albums and playing music because Britpop never died. And Kula Shaker are one of those. They have an eighth studio album called Worm Slayer. Slightly weird, but what do you expect from Kula Shaker? It's going to be released on the 30th of January 2026, and they describe it as a kaleidoscopic storm of psychedelia. Or how did you pronounce that right? I don't know, probably not. Celestial harmonies and cinematic scope. It's the sound of a band at the height of their powers. I bet you it's not, but, you know, might as well talk it up. But they are also going on tour, and this is worth doing. They're currently out in America. I haven't got the dates, but no doubt you'll go and see them. But they're returning to the UK in February 26 for a run of headline shows in support of their eighth studio album, which we now know is called Wormslayer. So from the 7th of February, they're in Brighton. Then they go Cambridge, Holmfirth, Glasgow, Manchester, London. Lots up north to stop you whinging about it. Make sure you go and buy the tickets then. This is a bit of Cooler Shaker just to whet your appetite.
To the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Believe me, oh, I'm tell my friends I love them, they deserve more than hasty delivered words of kindness to them.
Only America seems to be awake today. We've had Paul from Charlotte and we've had Davo from, never quite sure, in America, messaging. And he said, looking forward to hearing some Gene on the show today. The way he said that, I imagine that in some sort of New York Bronx accent. It sounds slightly threatening, Davo, but I did it just because, you know, I did feel threatened. And also because of the fact that, as you know, you cheeky monkey, Gene are on tour at the moment. So if you're at Leeds, you were lucky because it was sold out, but that's happened. They're doing Sheffield on the 2nd of October, then London, Nottingham, Glasgow, Bristol, Dublin and Manchester. Get your tickets because it's been a while since Gene have been on tour. And we now move from Gene to Geneva.
To anything. So
Bit of Oasis, because they're known to be on tour recently. If you've been to one of the gigs, let me know. Apparently they're very loud. But back to today's show and the theme of today's show. It's 30 years since Echo Belly released On, and they are doing a 30th anniversary tour, and it would be remiss of me not to mention it, so I will mention it. And it starts very soon, 2nd of October. They go Manchester, Leeds, Sheffield, Bath, Coventry, Oxford, Southampton, London, Brighton, Newcastle, Glasgow, Stoke and Nottingham, ending on the 8th of November in Nottingham. Make sure you get your tickets. How can you not love Echo Belly? Amazing. Right, Shed 7 realise it's Monday and realise it's the Britpop show, so they're chucking a load of gigs out on the socials. They are playing at Englefield Estate near Reading on the 24th of July, and they are playing the Isle of Wight Festival, which starts on the 18th of June.
You're my guiding light. You shine bright. You shine like Tokyo. Oh, it's getting better all the time.
told you there are a lot of gigs to announce. Travis are playing in Australia, and I know we get people listening in Australia because I've seen the figures. So they're doing Australia 2026 from the 8th of January. They're doing Fremantle, then they go Melbourne on the 20th of Jan. They do Adelaide 12th of Jan. They do Sydney on the 14th of Jan and Brisbane on the 16th of Jan. That poster is a bit out of order. Not as in, you're out of order, mate. It's a bit out of order as in not chronological. So they are playing Travis, the man who in concert plus fan favourites. That sounds quite pleasant.
Snowman, I was told, but there was no one there to hold. Before I swore that I would be alone forevermore. Wow, look at you now, flowers in the window, such a lovely day. And I'm glad you feel the same. As you stand up out in the crowd, you are one in a million, and I love.
Come and take me on.
Reef are going on tour to celebrate 30 years of Replenish, and you're just going to have to trust me or look it up because I don't have time to give you all the dates, because another big announcement today, they save it for a Monday because they know it will get announced on the Britpop show. That is the Super Furry Animals are doing their first tour in a decade next year. They start 6th of May Dublin, then they go Glasgow, Llandudno, Cardiff, Manchester and London, O2 Academy Brixton on the 22nd of May. And this, if in case you've forgotten, is the Super Furry Animals.
You expose the film and you adore it. Where's the love?
That's right, the Super Furry Animals are on tour next year. And they're simultaneously releasing a multi-format 20th anniversary reissue of their album Lovecraft from 2005, released on double vinyl. But today's been all about Echo Belly. And don't forget, they are going on tour. Go and get your tickets to see them. It's starting like next week. Get on it, people. As ever, thanks for listening. If you have a request, make sure you let me know at The Britpop Show on Twitter. Otherwise, see you next week, or as I always say, see you on the flip side.